Week 1 of the Athens Olympics is in the history books. And joining us to talk about events on and off the field is Wall Street Journal sports reporter Stefan Fatsis, who is in Athens. Stefan, 1 week in, let's review some of the bigger happenings at the Games.
Well, swimmer Michael Phelps, of course, big gold medal bonanza. It wasn't the seven that he had talked about winning, but a huge haul anyway. In gymnastics, you have an American man and an American woman win the all-around titles. Carly Patterson in the women's and Paul Hamm in the men's. Hamm nearly fell into a judge's table after the vault, but he came back in two other events and won the gold medal. The Iraqi soccer team has advanced to the quarterfinals, and of course the U.S. men's basketball team lost for the first time in the Olympics since the NBA started sending players back in 1992. They have rebounded to win two games, and they play Lithuania in what should be a great game tomorrow.
Now, according to so many previews of what was going to happen in Athens, this was sheer chaos. The Greeks were unready for it. It seems as though things have been pretty well organized, though.
They've been great. No lines, no hassles. Transportation has been much better than everyone would have expected in this city, which is traffic clogged under normal circumstances. The flip side is that there are a lot of empty seats, and that's a big concern for Greek organizers. The hope now is that we're getting into the second week, the team events are moving into the medal rounds, and track and field, which is very popular here, is beginning, so they might get some walk-up sales.
How much has the drama over the two Greek sprinters who were kicked out of the games affected the locals there?
Well, not as much as I would have thought. The media seem to have moved from suggesting that the United States pressured Olympic officials to go after these two Greeks, Kostas Kenderis and Katerina Thanou, as a distraction from their own drug scandals back home. But now that the two athletes have been kicked out of the games, the press seems to have turned. Now they're blaming the former Olympic medalists for the scandal. The problem now is that it looks like Greece is going to have to cope with another drug scandal. There are reports that a Greek weightlifter who won a bronze medal this week has tested positive. That's on top of six weightlifters from other nations who have also tested positive.
You wrote this week about the Greek baseball team, which consists almost entirely of Greek Americans who were naturalized especially for the games, as were softball and women's soccer players. Baseball team, though, hasn't done that well.
Now, it's been a real sad saga for this team. The manager died a couple of months before the games, an American who had put the team together. Then when they got here, two players failed drug tests. The Greek Baseball Federation criticized the American coaches for putting just two Greeks on the team, and both of those guys had American connections. One of the American coaches on the team told me that they didn't even feel like they were part of the Greek Olympic team anymore. Then they went out and lost four games, and that pretty much killed any chances they have of reaching the medal round. On the bright side, though, Greek fans have been very enthusiastic about baseball, surprisingly. They are slowly understanding that just because someone hits the ball, it doesn't mean that something good has happened.
We're still at that level, I see. Now, what about some of the events a little lower profile than gymnastics or basketball or swimming, for that matter? What have you been looking at?
Well, that's my favorite part of the Olympics. You get to see these sports that are incomprehensible to most of us, but they mean everything to the athletes. I've taken in and written about table tennis and trap shooting this week. I went over to trampoline today. Another great part of this is that the athletes are much more accessible. You can actually sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with them, and they're really easy to talk to. I spent about an hour and a half yesterday talking to an American trap shooter named Kim Rohde, who won a gold medal, and she pulled it out of her pocket, and she showed it to me.
And what happens in trampoline exactly?
It's sort of a gymnastics hybrid where women actually jump on the trampoline and do somersaults and flips and bounce off of their stomachs and their backs.
Kind of hot dog gymnastics.
That's pretty much what it looks like.
Okay, well, glad you're having a good time in Athens. Stefan Fatsis, who speaks with us on Fridays about sports and the business of sports. Take it easy.
Thanks, Robert.